Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's time to wake on up. Wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Draymond pops out, unguarded, gets the ball. Flipped it to Curry. Straight for Curry. Wow. Deep three from half court. And he hit it! He hit it! There's one person on the planet that would take that shot, and he nailed it!
Oh, my God.
We're tied! 21.4 to go! The Nuggets call time. Ridiculous.
Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. Are you kidding me? Like, come on. Come on. Are you not entertained, Dub Nation, America, the world? That is greatness personified. And there was greatness all around on the court yesterday. The greatest game that Aaron Gordon has had in his life, dropping 50 points, San Jose zone. I mean, he looked like Stephen Curry in that first half. But Steph's used to this. Like that one game for Aaron Gordon, Steph's done that a bunch of times. I'm not trying to poo-poo what he did. It was amazing. It was amazing. But there is only one. Stephen bleepin' Curry. I say good morning to Carter. I say good morning to Zach in the back. All you lovely people. And more importantly, my partner in crime today, Evan, a.k.a. E-Dog Giddings, joining me in place of Joe Shasky. And also, Sam Lubin. Hope both of y'all feel better very soon.
Shut up, Evan.
Yeah. Evan, don't shut up. Please talk to me. That was incredible.
I haven't said a word yet.
Well,
I haven't said a word yet.
It's your face.
Oh, good morning, Spadone. Happy Payday Friday.
Thank
I think
job,
everybody
Evan.
Is feeling real good today. And there's a lot of cash going down in the fourth quarter and overtime for Steph Curry. He's one of one. I mean, that's a game that reminds you why the Warriors always should be given a chance. And I think demand the benefit of the doubt because they had the best player on the floor last night. And that's a game where Nikola Jokic was on the floor. That's a game where Aaron Gordon, like you mentioned, dropped 50 points. And they had the closer. And that was the difference in the ball game. The Warriors were down 7 with 4 minutes left. I thought when Jokic hit that little turnaround floater with 3:50 into the timeout, all right, well, you're going to have to play perfect basketball. You got a little bit of help from Jokic missing the free throw, but you just had Curry absolutely taking over. He scored the last 13 points of the fourth, drove them to overtime. And at that point, I thought the Chase Center crowd got them to a different level that allowed them to make a statement on national television.
And speaking of that statement, I want to hear from the Warriors fans today. 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. We're going to be all over it. The Bay Area is en fuego right now with sports stories, and none bigger than the chef himself. Warriors 2-0 to start this season. Home opener last night against a team, as you mentioned, with arguably the best player on the planet in Nikola Jokic. But let's not, you know, forget Stephen Curry also. One of the best players on the planet. Still, at this age, he is able to do things that no one else, Evan, has ever been able to do. Like, how does he make that shot? I still, like, that's not a good shot for anyone. And I know Steiny gets on this all the time. You produce that, you fill in all the time. Like, I'm with Steiny on the, like, how? Still, I cannot wrap my mind. It's only a good shot for him. And even then, you question it. But you don't. Even with the first half that he had, which was not great. He did not have a great first half. It looked like Aaron Gordon was the monster that sucked up all of Stephen Curry's shooting ability in that first half. Because what was he, 7-7 in that first half, Aaron Gordon? Incredible from beyond the arc. Could not miss. 17-21 overall, 10-11 from three-point line, 50 for Aaron Gordon. Again, San Jose zone. But the chef, as he does, puts the team on his back, and he rises up to the moment. That is something about him. He is a showman. He gets the crowd involved. When Christian Brown fouled him so he can get those three free throws, he was telling the crowd, get on your feet. I'm Stephen Curry. Cheer for me and for this team. Get loud. And he was like pissed off Steph, but in a great way towards the end there. And that intensity this early on in the season, 2-0, one against the Lakers, down in L.A., which used to be a house of horrors, and now against this Nuggets team that is fully healthy, albeit no more Michael Porter Jr., obviously. Cam Johnson, yikes. Did not look good yesterday, game one. To do that in these two games against those two teams that you've historically struggled against, Evan, I'm not sleeping on that. I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, it's their first game of the season for Denver.
For sure.
They're a brand new group. They got really a first-year head coach, essentially. But that was a different level than the one against the Lakers. Like, yeah. With all due respect, I know you guys talk about it back and forth. That's a Lakers team that without LeBron is...
They didn't have LeBron, no.
No, but even with LeBron, like, I don't think that team's going many places. Golden State, meanwhile, they needed to get to a different level to beat Denver. And I didn't think Jokic, despite a triple-double, played incredible last night. I thought that outside of Aaron Gordon, there wasn't really anyone... Cam Johnson didn't look good. I didn't think that Christian Brown, who just got paid, I didn't think he looked very good last night. Denver's a team that is going to be there, but that's the point, though. It's an early statement, not a massive shot across the bow by Golden State, but an early statement win is because that's a contender. A lot of experts have the Denver Nuggets in and around the NBA Finals. Some of them have them winning a championship this season with the kind of additions that they made. You saw Valanciunas, you saw Johnson, you saw Bruce Brown back in Denver. Like, that's a good basketball team.
I like the Hardaway addition. Sneaky.
Yeah, I think, look, he brings a little more shooting, but the fact of the matter is Golden State, that's a game not a lot of people had them winning last night. And for them to do it at home, especially in that fashion, for them to come from behind, that's a game where I think last year and the previous couple of years, Spadone, they're the team up seven that had cratered. Like, they're the team that sort of falters and stutters in the final minutes against a team like Denver who had their number up until late last season.
What's that stat we kept talking about? Clutch games, right? What is it? A 10 points or 5 points or fewer with 5 minutes?
5 points separation, 5 points or 5 minutes or less.
There you go. Like, how many of those? It felt like every single game at one point was a clutch game for the Warriors, and they just could, as you mentioned, not get over that hump. But let's be honest. Once they got Jimmy Butler, things have just changed. Like, Jimmy Butler, and again, last night, his ability to get to the free throw line and calm things down at times, 21 points for him, 6 of 15, wasn't great efficiency, but 7 of 8 from the free throw line. It's going to hurt him in that battle for perfection at the free throw percentage as he's betting, maybe I shouldn't use that word, with Steph Curry, maybe a wager. No, that's still not good enough as we are still reeling from the scandal that was shocking and rocking the NBA landscape and sports landscape, quite frankly, yesterday.
Portland tonight.
Well, who's the Tiago Splitter? He's the coach? Tiago?
Interim.
You know, we used to have a Tiago that called in from Palo Alto. Yeah, he sounded like Brian in Palo Alto, but it was actually Tiago in Palo Alto, huh?
All right. Weird. Well, he's going to be in the Rose City tonight.
Maybe he'll call back later. 888-957-9570 is the number. But Jimmy Buckets, 21. The Chef, Stephen Curry, 42. And again, it wasn't the greatest shooting night, but I thought Jonathan Kuminga, man, I'm seeing the growth. I am two games, and this is what we're talking about. It's one game against the Lakers. Really nice to see. All right, he got the assists up. He got the boards. Now you got to do it again, Jonathan. And yesterday, 14 points for JK in a starting role again. 3 assists, 5 boards, 6 of 11 shooting. But you know what? I'm seeing the assists to Steph. I'm seeing the rebounds. I'm seeing a willing playmaker at times. He just has to keep doing this, keep progressing. And another guy off the bench, this Will Richard kid, hey, he's got moxie. He ain't scared, Evan. He ain't scared. I know you interviewed him with Goo right over the summer.
Yeah, no, he's a second-round pick who's going to play. Kerr, last 3 years, has had 3 second-round rookies that have all played big minutes. Trayce Jackson-Davis a couple years ago. Quentin Post, obviously, has fallen a little bit out of favor.
Yeah.
And now Will Richard. I don't know if that experience is going to last when Moses Moody comes back, which is hopefully tonight, and is sort of tracking towards that against Portland, because they're going to need him based on the fact that some of these OGs are not going to be available. But, yeah, I mean, to me, like, last night, and I hope that we can steer conversations in the future like this, is last night wasn't about Kuminga because he just was solid.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't think we have to sit here and talk about him every single day. Last night, he was good. He played 36 minutes, good energy, missed a couple free throws, but I thought he was fine. Like, yesterday was about Steph, and it was about the statement the Warriors made as a group. And I think that's what has stood out to me about Kuminga through 2 games. He's fitting in, and it's a credit to him. It's a credit to his teammates to allow him to basically just sort of figure it out. And when Moody comes back, we'll find out what his role is. But for right now, Spadone, for the Warriors to be off to a 2-0 start, to get a home opening win, to do it in overtime in the fashion they did on national television, you know, there's a lot of people that are wondering how much they got left in the tank. And I think the Warriors picked up have so right from where they left off last year. And that's what's been encouraging to me, is they look like the same group that they were at the very end of last season that a lot of people believed was a hamstring away from playing in the Western Conference Finals.
And shout out to those watching on YouTube right now. We are streaming. You can see our beautiful faces. Hey, you got the nice California hat on. Should I put my Warriors cap on? Look at this. They got a bunch of them for the sales staff.
You don't have to play Kate.
You sure?
Crowd.
You don't want me to do like a little, like, you know, Malibu's Most Wanted over here? No? You don't want to? I'm not a hat guy, going to be honest. I used to be. When my hairline was much better and I had a long hair, I kind of had that skater boy look with the flannels mm-hmm. and stuff.
You still got it going.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not my scene anymore. I think maybe the dad hat fits me more, as I am a father of 2, like the one you're rocking. I think maybe I should lean into that more a little bit, but I don't have the great connected beard as you do, Evan.
Well, I don't typically wake up this early in the morning, so
really?
I didn't have time
You're an early riser. Come on, E-Dog.
I told you before, you have to carry me for the first hour before I get my 7th cup of coffee in me. Like, I've just been chugging black coffee since the moment I woke up this morning, so I had to throw a hat on because the hair was going everywhere.
A hat on a hat. There you go. Is that an NFL term? Right? As your Chargers, by the way.
Hats on hats.
Your San Diego Superchargers, because that was the uniforms they were wearing in LA yesterday, just walloping the Minnesota Vikings. Poor Carson Wentz. He looked like he was crying on the sideline. The guy was getting
didn't
beat
watch
up.
A single second.
Oh no.
You didn't miss much. Your team did good. So there you go. No injuries to speak of, I think. So that's good.
Derwin James.
Oh no. Oh no.
Derwin James.
You're right.
Yeah.
Never mind. Yeah, I didn't watch it either. So,
must be the Chargers game. Someone got hurt.
It must be the SoFi Turf too, right? Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. You've been doing a hell of a job. You and Lo Neal at Laughing Monk at all those 49ers home games. It's been popping. It's been awesome. Every single 49ers home game at the Sunnyvale Laughing Monk Brewery down there. Go out, say what's up to those boys. It's a good time, although this weekend it's going to be in Houston. But still, you can go to Laughing Monk. Why not? Just hang out early. It's all good. We'll talk some Niners.
They actually have a really good brunch.
Do they?
They have a fantastic brunch that we got to dive into a little bit. It's okay. The 1 o'clock start. So, yeah. Okay. And they serve it all day, too.
All right.
They got a really nice potato hash.
Ooh.
They got some sweet potatoes that they'll throw in there. A little little arugula on top. The presentation is just A1 down there.
More of a standard home fry guy. I'm not a big sweet potato guy. Only if it's like the yams. I know they're not technically the same, but like candied yams.
A month away, Spadone.
A month away. Thank you.
A month away.
Got to get the marshmallows. Got to get the brown sugar in there. God, I'm starving. Maybe we got to do a Golden Arches this morning on a payday Friday. Chef Curry, speaking of food, he was cooking last night, 42 points. Dub Nation, where are you at? Like, this is the most beloved athlete in the history of the Bay Area. More beloved than Jerry Rice, Joe, Willie, Barry Bond. No one touches Stephen Curry. I'm sorry. This is the guy. Don't take this for granted. And are you with Evan? Was that a statement win last night? Are the Warriors putting the league on notice after just two games? 888-957-9570. Call or text. We got Vic Tafer coming up at 9:20. Covers the 49ers for The Athletic. And also Seth Payne. It's a great name. Seth Payne at 8:30 to get the lay of the land in Houston. He covers the Texans for our Houston radio station, our sister station for Odyssey over there. So 8:30, we will dive into some 49ers. But right now, I'm all in on the Dubs. How could you not be? You beat the Lakers, beat the Nuggets, and again, as I agree with you, Evan, the Lakers win for me wasn't so much about beating the team that's on there. It's about just winning in that building, specifically against that team, and just having that mental hurdle. It's no longer a house of horrors, because it used to be, but maybe it's because Anthony Davis was on that team, and he just was a thorn in that Warriors team's side for so many years that, you know, Luka, he can get his... No one else is doing anything but the Nuggets.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month.
but I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Like, that is a team where everyone's looking at. It's like, all right, if I'm stacking up the West, we got OKC, by the way, 2-0, another double overtime win for them over the Indiana Pacers, another finals rematch there. And I'll get into why that game pissed me off in a second. But Thunder, clear cream of the crop. And then I think most people have the Denver Nuggets, like, right, it's like 1B right below them. Would you agree? Would you have the Nuggets, like, right there? Or would you have, like, a gap between the Thunder and Denver?
I mean, I think they're pretty close. Look, they took them to 7 games.
They did.
And an Aaron Gordon injury might have swung that series. I'm not sure. I think, to me, it's OKC and in that second tier. And again, why I feel like this was, you know, an early statement from the Warriors. It's not going to determine where seeding is going to be in the playoffs, although it does have a tie-breaking implication with Denver. I don't think it's going to, it doesn't mean that the Warriors are going to win a championship, but I do believe that it confirms for a lot of people that the Warriors are in that second tier in the Western Conference. You have OKC, who you give the nod to as the champ. They have, I think, looked a little shaky their first two games, but they've pulled it out in clutch time. And then you have Denver. I think Houston demands to be there. And I think the Golden State Warriors are in that second tier. So that kind of game to me last night, again, it's the first game of the season for Denver. They're going to be working through some things. I think they have another level to get to. But the Warriors are absolutely in that class. And so that to me is what they showed last night. The win in L.A., that's a place where Steph Curry specifically has not played well, did not. And then he reminded everyone that age is just a number. 37 years old. He's going to be 38 by the end of this year. You know, Horford looked old. Draymond has looked old. Jimmy at times last night looked a little old. Steph Curry did not look old last night.
You know who looked old?
Little Richard?
Nikola Jokic. Oh, my God. That guy was enjoying the meat and potatoes in the offseason. My goodness.
He's busy racing horses.
I mean, you said it. You said it, Mike Gundy, who's retired now or just looking for a job. He got fired.
We don't body shame at 6:23.
Well,
in the
morning. I got the dad bod. I rock that. It's all good, man. Come on, as I'm wearing my Tony Soprano.
We're getting McDonald's in a minute, by the way.
Yeah, it's Golden Arches, baby. Let's go. Payday Friday. Monopoly's back, too, by the way. Come on. They discontinued it for like a decade after that documentary came out. By the way, what's coming up with the game is going to be brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. Your calls, your texts. Evan Giddings filling in for Shasky. 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text. 137-131. What a hell of a game. Like, that is a way to open up the season in Shea Center. And for the chef to go off the way he did and going at the crowd, I loved it. I loved every single second. Do you think he was a little, like the crowd wasn't into it enough, so he had to go at them? Is that how you kind of read it? I'm seeing some from the text line. He's like, Steph was mad at the crowd, some of the fans.
Yeah, I don't think he was mad at the crowd, but I think, look, Chase Center, it's a white-collar crowd. It just is. And I think that you have to kind of remind them what time and situation occasionally they are in games. I mean, we've been to a ton of them. You know, there's a reason why Pod said Valkyrie's games are a little more lit than Warriors games.
No, that's a fact. I went to a couple of them this year.
Yeah. They just are. That's just a fact. And I think last night, Curry just, they needed a little prodding. How about that?
So you needed Kate Martin on the sidelines during these Warriors games, what you're saying?
The martinis are out.
The martinis? Okay, all right. I'm not mad. I can go for a martini right now. I'm not going to lie. 888-957-9570.
It's 5 somewhere.
You know what? Is that goo right there? Or is that you?
That was literally me.
Oh, that was you. Oh, I thought that was a guru drop. I'm not mad at that. That's Carter in the back. Zach filling in, doing a hell of a job. Evan Giddings, Joe Spadoni the rest of the way. Where are you at, Dub Nation? Stephen Curry drops 42 points. I know if they would have lost the game, the lines would have been lit right now. Well, they won it in overtime. And the chef was the reason why. Him, Jimmy Buckets, old man Al Horford off the bench dropping 13. He was looking spry. He was backing down the Joker. I mean, you overcome Aaron Gordon's game of his life with 50 points the way you did? My goodness. All that and more on the other side. The Morning Roast. We got Niners. We got Texas this Sunday. We haven't forgot about it. But we are basking in the glow of that performance in overtime last night. If you're just joining us, if you've been under a rock the last 24 hours, the NBA was just rocked by a scandal going on with head coach Chauncey Billups, getting ties with the mafia, allegedly, illegal gambling rings, Terry Rozier, betting on himself, player, all this stuff happening. Adam Silver should be on his hands and knees thanking the likes of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Aaron Gordon, Stephen Curry, because those men last night put on a show. Yes, we're talking about the games, not the gambling, not all that crap, just for a moment, and it's not going away, and it's going to be continue to be a thing going forward. I understand that. But for a night, we focused on the games, and the games have been absolutely en fuego to start this NBA season. I think it was a Russillo who tweeted last night, hey, so far, the start of the NBA season has been better than the NFL. I was like, oh, let's pump the brakes a little bit. But I kind of felt them on that, like the star power and the guys showing out. Shai Gilgeous, another performance like he had in game one, double overtime. And can I mention real quick that Evan Giddings in for Joe Shasky. And Evan, did you have a problem with game one? Did you have Peacock? Are you a subscriber? Did you have a problem watching that Warriors game?
I'm not a subscriber of the cock, but I do think that the first game was really a big issue. Sorry, you took a shot earlier, so I was going to go there.
Continue.
Oh, my God.
The biggest issue that I have is if I'm trying to go back and watch these games, like, I cannot find the first quarter. I will never see the first quarter of the Warriors against the Lakers, ever, because it's not archived. It's gone. If you go back and watch on, I don't know, you got YouTube TV, League Pass, whatever.
Wait, you can't find that?
No. The broadcast starts at 6:32 in the second quarter because that's when NBC picked it up.
Oh, my God.
So I can't go back and watch.
That's ridiculous, because in the NFL, you can, like, go back and watch all these things.
I mean, yeah, I could probably find it somewhere, but not on NBC.
But not easily, is what you're saying.
No, so, yeah, I don't have Peacock. But last night, I mean, I'm going to be honest, I had to watch it a little bit late because I was working.
That's fine. You watched it. Like, I wanted to watch it in real time, but apparently I had to have ESPN News because that was where it was playing for the first quarter and a half, as the Oklahoma City Thunder, again, ruining my experience. It's not their fault, but they went to double overtime, so they kept the game on ESPN. And instead of, and I'm going to say this again, instead of just moving that game to ESPN News and putting the game that was originally supposed to be at that time, they didn't. They pushed the Warriors and Nuggets to ESPN News, which I guess under my subscription for ESPN costs extra if I want to get that one.
Ooh.
So I couldn't watch the first quarter and a half. Thankfully, we are the home of the Golden State Warriors, and I downloaded the free Odyssey app, and I listened to the voice of Tim Roy, of Tom Tolbert, and I was all fine with that. And that actually made the experience better than listening to Dave Pasch and Doris Burke, who doing a hell of a job for ESPN. But I was just a little pissed off by that. And people could say, oh, you should have known. No, I shouldn't have to download another thing or subscribe on if I'm already an ESPN subscriber, why, if I have ESPN and ESPN 2, why do I need ESPN News on top of that? So that's my little PSA today. The NBA has problems with their streaming, with their paying for all their different platforms, but the product has been on fire.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, that's just the way of the world. Like, I hate to break it to you, it's not going to get any more
simple. I know it's not. I know. I'm on my soapbox, my Steiny soapbox, just yelling at the world.
Yeah, but I do think that it speaks to, like, the product of the NBA, it's been in question for some time. And I think the early returns, again, it's been a couple of games and a couple of national games. I was glad, by the way, we got Inside the NBA back, which is somewhat of a comforting, sort of soothing feeling for, I think, a lot of people out there. But it's already looking like a better product. And I think that it's because there's more established storylines coming into the season. Last year, you know, was off the heels of the Celtics. Were they going to be able to go back-to-back? This year, they're staying power with, obviously, OKC. But to me, Spadone, where the Warriors fall in the place of this is Steph Curry's still the best show in sports. We saw that again last night. And the Western Conference looks like it's going to be fascinating this season because there are so many damn good teams. And while I think, you know, like the early games, Pacers gave it to OKC as much as they could. You had Cleveland and the Knicks, a potential Eastern Conference Finals the other day. But it's all about the West. Like, I think a lot of people are just looking at the NBA through the prism of the Western Conference because that's where the majority of the star power lies. And last night, it was on full display. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 55 points in another double overtime win. Steph Curry had 20 points in the fourth quarter in OT to snatch victory from the Johns' defeat against Denver. Like, that's what the NBA is about. And to me, the greatest showman that the sport currently has was at his best. And that's when the sport is peaking. So I think the product's been great. And Steph Curry reminded everyone that he's a massive reason why the sport is must-watch right now.
And I'm going to remind everyone to tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place, Xfinity. Imagine that. You're going to be on pre and post tonight, Evan, for the Warriors?
Yep, I'll be right back here at 7 o'clock.
God bless you.
Well, I think, 6:30? 6:30 pre-post.
Yeah, what's that going to sound like? Up in Portland with the Tiago splitter now led, you called it. I mean, it's low-hanging fruit. The Jail Blazers, is that what we're doing now? Part two? Is that what we're doing going forward? Come on!
He hasn't officially been...
He's on leave.
Yeah, he's been relieved of duties.
Yes.
So, yeah, it'll be Tiago splitter tonight. I mean, like, we'll eventually talk about it. I do think this is an interesting game today, though, because one of the questions about Golden State, it all has to do with health. It all has to do with age. And I think last night they showed that they can turn back the clock when they need to play against any opponent. That's why you have to give them a puncher's chance. But then over an 82-game, six-month season, all right, how do you play on the second night of a back-to-back? Is it Kuminga's night? Is Moses Moody going to return? Is someone like Will Richard, who looks to be already an early impactful player, and by the way, also just looks like Jordan Poole? Like,
a little bit.
He wears number three. He's got the, you know, he had that pull-up three in transition late in the game. Like, I don't know. To me, he just screams JP3. Their games are totally different, but... Like, that's what this game tonight is about. Last night was about the greatness of Steph and the older players turning back the clock, and tonight will be, I think, a little more about how the younger players pick up the slack.
You know, Evan, before the season started, like, my number one thing, I was going into it, you know, saying, you know, these guys are getting older. You know, I think it was during the time where, like, LeBron, we thought he was flirting with retirement and it ended up being a freaking Hennessy ad because, of course, it was. But, like, it just got us all thinking, like, man, how many more, like, years do we have of the likes of LBJ, Steph, KD, some of these, you know, these guys that have been carrying the lead for the last decade plus, you know? And I went into the season just saying, I'm going to appreciate what I am seeing every single game when it comes to Stephen Curry, Jimmy Butler. Hell, Al Horford's an old man. I'll appreciate Al Horford, him backing down the Joker yesterday. 9 years younger than him, but he's still going at it. He had some great passes, great no-look passes, 13 points for Horford off the bench. And the three-point shot going down for him, too. And that for some of the three-point shooting motions yesterday, by the way, Al Horford's is one of them. Jokic just made me chuckle. But I went into the season saying I'm going to appreciate the greatness that is Stephen Curry. Not that I haven't before, but even more so now as, you know, the last players of, you know, you and I's childhood, if you will, going back to our high school years, are kind of fading out. So I just, 42 points, the overtime win yesterday. This is some of the shot making, just ridiculous. Like, the demoralization you have to have as an opposing fan base and an opposing player when Steph hits those shots on the court, it's just got to be debilitating and draining. Like here's Aaron Gordon with the game of his life, Evan. 10 of 11 from three-point land. And by the way, he had 10 three-pointers in the first game of the season for his team, which is, or I guess ties, an NBA record for most threes made in a season debut with one Terry Rozier, who also did it once upon a time. You can't make those things up.
God.
Ernie Johnson on the broadcast yesterday brought it up. So just all things coming full circle yesterday. But you have got to be sick if you're Aaron Gordon dropping 50, 10 of 11 from beyond the arc, 17 of 21. What probably going to be the best performance of his life. And Steph outshines you in his building. It's just you just got to put your hands up and say that's greatness, right?
He was the closer, but overall, I mean, I think it was another quality team win. Like, think about it. The first two victories they've gotten this season, Luka goes for 40, Aaron Gordon might not be the best player on that team, but he goes for 50. They win both of those games.
He was the best player for the Nuggets yesterday, for sure.
Yeah. He's not the best player on their team, but
no.
Yesterday
he was.
He was playing his ass off.
I thought if I was a Warriors fan, Evan, not to cut you off, like, you know, oh good, Jamal Murray's going to keep bringing it up the court. Great. The guy doesn't know what, like, he was playing erratic, like he was dribbling it off people, like he just did not look.
They had a guy who scored 50 last night who didn't touch the ball five straight possessions in the fourth quarter.
Ridiculous. Come on. An absolute heater.
And the Warriors gave it to their best player, yeah. Curry led him to victory.
Absolutely, and Jokic, as you mentioned, definitely the Nuggets' best player, one of the best of his generation. Hell, he could win another MVP this year, no one would bat an eye. Like, he had a triple-double, but it was like, he did not look very good. And in their first game, again, Jokic, the body type, we all make fun of him. The guy's lumbering on down and up the court, all that. 21 points, 13 boards, 10 assists, but 2 of 13 from beyond the arc. Yikes. Absolutely horrible. We'll pick up this conversation on the other side. We're up against it. By the way, check this out. In less than 2 weeks, the Warriors Summit is back, baby. That's right. November 6th, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. All the hosts together again discussing another Warriors season. And we're going to be doing it a little bit different this time around. Why? Because we're going to be 9 games into the season to give it a different flavor. A little spice, if you will, a little Italian seasoning, since I'll be there. Willard and Dibs from 2 to 4. All the hosts from 4 to 6 live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar. We'll have great prizes to give away, drink specials, and your chance to meet all the hosts on the same day. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill on Thursday, November 6th. We'll see you there, and we'll see you on the other side, brought to you by Fremont Bank, which is here for you and here for good.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
He had to shoot the three. There was 1 second remaining on the shot clock, and he nailed it. Jimmy Buckets, man. I'd said it at the time they traded for him, and I get it. Today's all going to be about Stephen Curry. It's all going to be about your calls, you the people. 888-957-9570, 137-131 overtime victory over the Denver Nuggets, who are making their season debut, home opener at Shea Center. What better way to open Shea Center for the season to have the chef go off the way he did in that game? And then you have Jimmy Butler on top of it. It just, all of it. It makes me kind of believe in this team a little bit going forward. Now, it's early. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. We like to do this. We like to say, you know what? They win that kind of game, God, they could win a championship. Well, I always thought they could be a playoff contender. I never thought this team was some scrubbini. Like, I never viewed them as a play-in type of team. Like, this time last year, the Warriors were can they make the playoffs team? I expect this Warriors team to make the playoffs. Now, I get it. It's a very difficult conference, and it goes a long way when you beat a team like that way last night, Evan. And I just wonder how Warriors fans are viewing that type of win and the expectations that be with this team this season. Do you view that win as a statement win? Like, hey, that win's got me believing that this team actually can win it all. How are we feeling after that win, Dub Nation? 888-957-9570. Like, does that sound insane, Evan? And I know you and Grandy, you guys are going to be doing the Warriors pre- and post game all season long right here on 95.7 The Game. So you watch every single one, and you are, you're marking the boxes, you're doing the box where you're looking at everything, and I know it's early, but how could you not feel more confident about this team going forward after a win like that, right? You got to be.
I mean, I felt pretty good going into the game. Like, win or loss, that game was going to be one that I think you build on. Like, that's an early test. It's their first game of the season in the Denver Nuggets. Again, like, but that's also a team that is, before last year at the end of the regular season, Spadone, Denver has had your number for a long time. They have hammered the Warriors for the better part of the last four seasons. And it's a team that just always has had kind of the kryptonite for Golden State. And so I think, it's important in regards to getting a win. Like, I look at that win the way I look at, like, the 49ers, when they beat Seattle week one, it's a week one game, you get the win on the road, toss up, close matchup, comes down to the wire, but it's a win that now puts you ahead of schedule. Like, the Warriors have to stack victories over the course of 82 to put themselves in a position where they are fresh, where they are healthy, because that's what they were last night. It's the second game of the season. There's no injuries yet. There's no wear and tear. There's no mileage. All the 35 and olders are fresh off a long summer. Okay, well, how can they be as close to that when we get to late April, when we get into May, when we get into hopefully June, which is where they want to go? So keeping themselves ahead of schedule, to me, is what the early portion of the season is about. And that win absolutely does that. It's important, yes, because you go and you beat Denver. Steph has 35 in the second half in overtime. But it's also important from the standpoint of the goal of the regular season is to be out of the play-in, to give yourself some rest, to get yourself fresh, and to maintain health, because that's the biggest piece of wealth for this Warriors team right now.
37 minutes yesterday, obviously overtime included for the chef. 39 for Jimmy Buckets, 29 for Al Horford, who off the bench, who will not play tonight, back end of a back-to-back in Portland tonight. And again, all that pregame coverage starting at 6 o'clock, Warriors Live. This guy, Evan Giddings, will be coming back to do that and then tip off at 7 with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy. And then after the game, E-Dog will stick around for more. And then on top of that, you're coming back tomorrow morning and to do a show then?
I got my first Warriors this week with Dan Devone, so I'm looking forward to it.
I mean, that's more impressive than what Steph did last night, I'm going to be honest. I mean, Evan Giddings, a.k.a. Evan Curry over here, putting on a show at 95.7 The Game. I'm impressed, man.
A lot of coffee.
I'll be listening because I'm driving down to the 831 tomorrow morning with the kiddos to visit my mom. So I'll tune on. The Odyssey app, it's free.
Yeah,
and
tap in.
We'll be listening.
95.7 The Evan.
95.7 The Evan. That's actually not bad. Him and Devone. And I'll be listening to you and some K-pop Demon Hunters on the side. So that's the soundtrack of choice right now.
I need to get into that, to be honest.
It's good. No? The songs are very catchy. It's like a kids show. It's on Netflix. It's like it's really good.
A lot of adults seem to like it too. So I don't
know. If you're into K-pop, you'd be into that. Like the Kyle Madsen's, who's super into it.
I gotcha.
But some of the songs are very catchy.
Hey, I'm open to everything.
Yeah, you are. You're like a book. You're open to everything.
I have an eclectic taste.
You do. You like to read. I know that about you, Evan. You like to read.
Haven't had a lot of time lately. As we're starting to find out.
That's right.
I'm going to go home, nap, come right back.
You'll be reading box scores. How about that? That's what you're going to be doing.
Yeah, the box score last night looked pretty good for the Dubs.
I mean, I'm just looking at it right now. Jimmy Buckets, 21 points, getting to the free throw line. And again, I'm going to keep bringing this up. That element is not talked about enough. The ability to get to the foul line, slow things down, is an element that the Warriors just have not had prior to Jimmy Butler. Now Steph's getting to the line. 8 free throws. Christian Brown, what the hell are you doing fouling that 3-point shot? The hell are you doing? Coming away from that game yesterday, there were some players where I was like, it looked like game one or two for some of them. Christian Brown was all over the place. Cameron Johnson, who was their big acquisition trade. Michael Porter Jr., see you later. Cam Johnson coming in there, 5 points, 2 of 8, 1 of 6 from beyond the arc. Yikes. Jokic, not a great shooting night for him, but he's the Joker. He does his no-look passes. He's still greatness personified, but for his standards, was not a great game. Jamal Murray, frenetic at times. Really, it was the Aaron Gordon show for the Denver Nuggets. I thought Tim Hardaway Jr. off the bench played some solid minutes, 4 of 8, 2 of 5 from beyond the arc. They mentioned on the broadcast, Dave Pasch, Alameda zone, Tim Hardaway. And then Aaron Gordon, obviously, being from San Jose, so a couple of Bay Area ties there. But yeah, you just look at the Warriors. I'm impressed with Al Horford early on. I know the box score in game one wasn't impressive for him, but I'm going to look back and say, you know what, Al Horford, and I love what Kevon Looney has done in the past for this team. He's going to be a net positive going forward, and he's going to be an upgrade from what you had from that Looney position, if you will. You agree with that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, look, he's someone who does, at the center position, something they have not had, which is shoot the three and be able to defend. Like, they've had guys that have done one or the other. It's one of the reasons why a couple of years ago, I think everyone was, they were so hyped on a Dario Saric. But it's like, okay, he's going to give up twice as many points as he's going to get you.
Yeah.
Al Horford, and look, I didn't think he played great against Los Angeles, but he was able to stay in the game. And I thought against the likes of Jokic, he had that second quarter spike on a play down the lane that looked really nice. So I was like, wow, 39 years old. I didn't know he could get up like that.
Yeah.
So Tito Horford, he's a warm welcome to this team. And the other part too, Spadone, is how they manage him throughout the season, which is going to be a second storyline for every game.
But did you call him Tito Horford?
Yeah, that's his nickname.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that like, what is that? Is Tito? That's
Dominican.
It's Dominican. Okay. All right. Is that
they call him Tito.
Okay, all right, more you know.
Yeah, Al Horford, a.k.a. Okay. Tito.
Tito, okay, all
but
right.
But the fact that he's at 29 minutes, Spadone, in an overtime game, check the box. Like, Steph Curry played 37 minutes, and I saw someone on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney's text line chime in, hey, Kerr had to push Curry a little too much. But if that game doesn't go to OT, he's at 32 minutes. Like, that's where the Warriors have to sort of thread this needle of, you got to win games, but you want to maximize your older talent. So if Curry's around 31, 32, which is where he was for the Lakers game, where he was last night heading into overtime, that's how the Warriors, to me, are going to be able to, number one, be successful, and hopefully be able to compete against some of the best. Denver's a damn good group, and I know it's their first game, but last night, outside of the extra 5 minutes, that's also the blueprint for me for how they're going to sustain this level of play for the next 6 months.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. That is the voice of Evan Giddings filling in for Joe Shasky this morning. I'm Joe Spadone. 888-957-9570. Warriors 137-131 win for their home opener. Overtime over the Denver Nuggets. We're taking all your calls, taking all your text this morning. And I'll say this. In regards to that closing lineup that was on the floor. So it was Butler, Green, Kuminga, Curry, and Horford. What did you make of that? Did you like it? It was working, man. I don't know. Is that the formula?
They were plus 10.
I mean,
they never.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.